in Germany, Japan, and other countries. All this is obvious enough. Confronted with a phenomenon like Nazism, which we can observe from the outside, nearly all of us would say much the same things about it. But here I must repeat what I said before, that I am only using the word nationalism for lack of a better. Nationalism, in the extended sense in which I am using the word, includes such movements and tendencies as communism, political Catholicism, Zionism, anti-Semitism, Trotskyism, and pacifism. It does not necessarily mean loyalty to a government or a country, still less to one's own country, and it is not even strictly necessary that the units in which it deals should actually exist. To name a few obvious examples, Jewry, Islam, Christendom, the proletariat, and the white race are all of them objects of passionate nationalistic feeling. But their existence can be seriously questioned, and there is no definition of any one of them that would be universally accepted. It is also worth emphasizing, once again, that nationalist feeling can be purely negative. There are, for example, Trotskyists who have become simply...